This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those things, Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, that's where I commentated the Veterans Day Parade from. Nigel and Louie were there. It was they say we had 40,000 people on the street that day. Everybody was ready to get out of the house.
Definitely.
Then you've got a $50 gift certificate from First Gallery. And by the way, I know maybe you don't want to hear this, but we're not too far away from Christmas, and having something framed by art at First Gallery is a fabulous idea. You've got a $50 gift certificate. Then here comes the food. JT's Diner. Have you ever been out there? It's on Cook. They are like going on Route 66.
Oh.
It's breakfast.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And it's all the old gas signs and Burma Shave and, you know.
How fun.
Route 66 highway signs. What do you call those?
Like,
you know, the U.S. Highway 66. And it feels like that. The food's great. Then Laser Ink. And that's a great place since a lot of places don't recycle anymore. You can turn, you can get your ink cartridges for just a fraction of the cost there. And then food at Lulu California Bistro. Have you been there?
I've definitely been there.
Yes. Hello, Juanita. Okay, all of those things go to one person. Do you have children, Sarah?
I do not. Only the four-legged fuzzy kind.
Yeah, you and Nigel. Nigel's doggy had how many puppies?
Six.
Six babies.
Aww.
On the 16th of November, almost on my birthday.
Wow.
The little bitches, right? Then we could have made all those fun jokes.
Only one bitch.
Only one.
Only one.
And five little boys.
Oh, wow.
And what kind of doggies are they now?
Chihuahua.
Oh, how cute.
There's something special. They're a long-legged deer chihuahua.
Oh, I've seen those before. And they're real different.
He showed me. Only three of them had been born when I saw the picture.
Oh.
They were adorable. So what was I talking about? Oh, you only have...
Because I have two cats.
Oh, I hate Sunny Cool Cat, who rules the roost. So we'll use Joey's three kids. We'll take the third caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY. 323-5639 at about 42 minutes and change after 9 o'clock on Saturday. 323-5639. And if you're caller number three, thank you. We've celebrated 26 years on the radio.
Oh, that's fantastic.
My birthday and the anniversary come on the same week.
Oh, so, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very
exciting. I just love it. And our Joey Pals have been with us all of that time. Thank you for making this show what you have. Okay, back to Sarah Tripp. Tell us your title again.
I'm a registered dietitian and the health education manager at Desert Oasis.
What does that mean?
Great question.
Actually, you rattle it off all the time, and I think, do I even know what that means?
So the health education department, we are part of the population health and management department. So part of our
say that again. You're part of the?
Population health management.
Population.
It's kind of the short name.
Health.
The over umbrella.
Management.
I'm probably not even getting the full.
Is that where Lindsay is?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay, then that's a better idea.
Yes, exactly. So I work with Lindsay and our huge team. Our goal is just to have people be healthier, to stay happy, healthy, at home, not in the hospital or not somewhere that they don't want to be. So,
and food is such a big part of that.
Absolutely. They do say food is medicine, so
definitely
isn't part
of that.
Well, isn't
that true of chocolate? Yeah. Didn't somebody do a study that if you're depressed, one of the dark, light, medium, milk, something, chocolate actually makes you feel better?
There's some components of dark chocolate that are antioxidant, of cocoa and things like that. So dark chocolate has more of it, I guess you could say. So, I know they're a small amount of dark chocolate. I think it's reasonable to say they've shown can boost
mood. My problem is if I eat real sweets, if I eat the things I bake for other people. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I made a chocolate chip banana bread. If I were to eat that, I'd feel great for a few minutes, and then bang, I'd come crashing down.
Yeah. So actually, that's why sometimes just having a couple squares of just dark chocolate
would be better.
Right. Exactly. Because then you're not getting as much of the sugar and the flour and all that extra stuff in
so
there.
So you actually interface. Stop me if I'm wrong, or help me.
Okay.
You actually interface with DOHC clients.
Correct.
When they have what? Eating disorders, diet issues? Tell me what.
Absolutely. So I work with patients from practically, 1 year old or less to up to 90s. I'm trying to think if I've worked with anyone who's 100 yet. Maybe not yet, but I'm sure I will at some point. So all ages. With literally all kinds of different disease states, or people who are perfectly healthy and just want to stay healthy. It's about helping them find whatever, is going to work for them to take steps towards individual health goals, whether that's, related to heart disease or diabetes or gastrointestinal issues or diseases, food allergies, weight loss, weight gain, you name it.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. And we have.
Is it your opinion that what you eat impacts the disease that is or is not in your body?
Potentially, yes. Sometimes what we eat can have a super direct effect, like with celiac disease, for
with
example.
What?
Celiac disease is a gastrointestinal
disease. Okay, new word for me.
Disease,
no chance you can spell it.
Sure.
Oh.
C-E-L-I-A-C. Celiac.
I was going to start with an S. Celiac disease. Okay, give us an example.
So with that disease, the actual only cure for it is dietary. You have to avoid all gluten. So
we hear that a lot.
Yes.
Gluten-free, which sort of means carb-free, doesn't it?
So gluten is a protein that's found in some grains, not all carbs or grains, but some grains. So wheat, for example, rye, barley, those are some examples.
So that's breads and...
It can't, exactly, crackers, cereals that contain those grains, et cetera. So, now some people, not everyone some people just have kind of like a celiac intolerance, or excuse me, gluten intolerance, but don't like have celiac disease is what I was trying to say. Right. Some people even who don't have celiac disease may need to limit or avoid gluten as well. But however, a gluten-free diet became kind of a fad here these past few years.
It's on the menus.
Right, gluten-free, exactly.
Gluten-free.
Right. And so what I tell people is, you know, for people who need to avoid gluten for health reasons, that's really important. But for the rest of the population, going gluten-free is actually not necessarily any healthier or better, you know, than a gluten-containing diet. It's really about choosing the right things, because you can find gluten-free cookies and cakes, and those are not necessarily healthier just because they're gluten-free. They're just available for people who you know, it's nice that they're available, you know, again, for someone who, you know, needs to be gluten-free and is having a birthday, let's say, need a gluten-free birthday cake. But I do tell people, you know, gluten-free foods are not automatically healthier for all of us.
And in the restaurants, besides seeing Impossible or plant-based or gluten-free, you see heart healthy.
Yes.
On the menus a lot.
And that's a little bit of a broader category, because that can mean a lot of different things. It might be, you know, it's lower in unhealthy fats, like animal fats, and higher in, you know, healthy fats, for example. Could mean it has a lot of fiber in it. But all of that kind of points back to plant-based items, you know, and just plain old good old fruits and vegetables, you know, higher in fiber. You know, fruits and vegetables don't, other than an avocado, naturally have much fat in them.
I love avocado.
And avocado, yeah, avocado is a fruit. It's got that pit in the middle of it, but it is a healthy fat.
Right. So give us a good idea of what we should be eating. I told you I don't eat many carbs, but then I told you I eat a lot of green vegetables, and those are carbs.
They are. So with vegetables, it's kind of interesting. If we want to get, you know, really into vegetables, which I like to do.
I like the green ones.
Yes. So vegetables could kind of further be divided into two categories of starchy vegetables, which is our potatoes and our yams.
I don't eat those.
And our winter squashes, which are kind of popular this time
starchy.
Of year. Yes.
Okay.
And again, in moderation, some of those can be good. You know, a little sweet potato that's been baked.
That's better for you than a real potato, somebody said.
It can be, although it again, though I tell people there's always caveats. It depends, like how is it prepared, you know. Part of the problem with potatoes is we take the skin off of them, we fry them into hash browns and french fries and home fries and all that, you know. What we do to it. But
eat a baked potato?
Yeah, just a little bit of baked potato, you know, really simply dressed. Sometimes, you know, I use mine with just a tiny bit of butter and some
sour cream.
Little bit of, actually, I like to substitute in Dijon. Greek yogurt.
Oh, I knew somebody who put butter and Dijon mustard in
there. Oh, yeah. No, hey, whatever works. Some people do salsa.
Okay. What's the other category?
But the other category, getting to your greens, is the non-starchy vegetables. And those are the ones I'm telling people that is kind of like everything else. If you learn what the starchy vegetables are, peas and corn are also in the starchy category.
Yes. But I was surprised that peas.
Yeah. And again, it doesn't mean that they're bad for us. It just means we have to keep that in mind and practice a little moderation. But your greens that you were talking about in, you know, lettuce, all the greens, basically, broccoli, cauliflower, bell peppers, onion,
Brussels sprouts,
asparagus. Cabbage, asparagus, artichokes, all that good stuff is considered the non-starchy. I mean, they have a little bit of starch in them. But for our purposes, I just tell people those are kind of a free food.
I could live on those.
Yeah, you know, and of course, you want to prepare them simply, steam them, you know, bake them, grill them. But
there's something to this coconut oil craze.
Oh, wow, that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, a whole new show.
Yeah.
To be continued.
So, you know, I tell people if they want to cook with a little bit of coconut oil, there's, you know, could be some benefits there, and it's good for cooking. But I don't think it's a miracle, quite the miracle cure that some people say it is. I still like a lot of olive oil, avocado oil, my nut oils.
I'm a Julia Child,
you know,
butter girl.
Grapeseed oil and a little bit of butter sometimes for flavor, sure.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have things up on your website, sweetheart? On DOHC?
We do, yes. If you go to DOHC.com, in fact, if you go
DOHC.com.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And if you go to the events calendar and events. That shows some of the classes that we have coming up. We do a lot of things for, you know, fall prevention and things like that. But we also have videos on there and all kinds of good information.
Recipes.
So absolutely. You know what? We don't have recipes. That's something we need to put some on there. But for recipes, I recommend people just go to heart.org/recipes is a great one.
heart.org/recipes.
American Heart Association. Yeah, great website.
Thank you for stopping by.
It was so good to see
made
you.
Made me hungry. You made me hungry.
That's what
Our
I'm here for.
Our special guest, Sarah Tripp. Get your booster, 9696555 for mydohc.com. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can. With adult customized tours, the Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey Pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, we're going to have a senior moment next. Let me think. Who's on it? Senior moment. Come on back. Senior moment.